did you make guys run after fumbling? That's not something you always do.
The ball was on the ground way too much today. We needed an opportunity to gain our composure, so I gave a couple players an opportunity to gain their composure.
How much do you attribute this to sort of being late in camp and guys sort of being stuck in the grind, or do you
not consider that at all? Yeah, we could use that as an excuse, but we won't. Sloppy, unfocused.
Was it your sloppiest practice in your estimation?
No, I thought there was some good, good to the practice today. I thought we were where we were in the practice. We need to go through days like we had today, and this week's going to be our most challenging week. We have three games in 11 days coming up, so we need to make sure we get the most out of this week right here, and that's by design. And we're going to be a little bit heavy legged, and we're going to be sore, but we're going to build calluses. And when we get our legs back, it's going to lead to great things for us, but we're not going to get them back anytime soon.
What do you think of the three games in 11 days, and how do you approach it?
Can't wait. We're going to take them one at a time.
What happened to BJ?
He got a sore back just jamming a receiver. There was some crossing routes. He just got caught up in the wash there.
So nothing concerning us?
He couldn't finish practice.
Coach, some guys like Andrew Adams, Calvin Munson, Stanson Maponga, they worked with the first team defense today. How do you think they responded?
I think there were some good reps for them. It was a great opportunity. We'll go in, we'll evaluate the practice and see how they did, but it was a great opportunity for a lot of players today.
Is Kennard hurt?
No, Kennard is just a little bit sore. We'll get him back on Thursday.
Is there an update on Bryant?
He's got an elbow. We're looking at some options right now to see how long he'll be out.
JT Thomas came back today but was still working on the side. I mean, is he still not obviously ready to get out there at full speed?
He's working through individual, and we'll have a plan to build him up as we go. We're not going to rush into anything with him.
Do you still think he can have a role?
Yeah, absolutely. He's got a chance to build himself up, play some meaningful games as we go. There's a pretty good chance he won't play this next ball game, but he'll have a chance to play here shortly.
What do you envision that role possibly being like? What do you see it when you look at him as a player?
That's the whole point of training camp is right now guys are fighting for roles. So there are a few players that have some roles, obviously, but he's one of the guys that's going to get out there and have a chance to fight for a role.
What did Calvin Munson and Curtis Grant bring from the table for you?
Well, they got the best ability there is out there at this point in the linebacker group, and that's availability. They can play physical. They're heavy-handed type players. They're out there, and they're getting better because of all the snaps that they're getting.
When you have a couple days back-to-back where you're working a lot of goal line, a lot of short yardage, was that an emphasis coming into this season, knowing that that's where you needed this team to improve the most?
It was where where it fell in the install part of things. So we worked a lot of red and green today and yesterday. We worked a lot of coming out and backed up for both sides of the ball. And the closer you get to the goal lines, the more physical things get. And, again, that's what we needed.
When you had an
– is that kind of what you're looking for, though, especially on the interior of the guys? I mean, from our vantage point, it's just a lot of piling. I would imagine you – are looking at specific things across the board.
Yeah, see who can play with physicality and good fundamentals. And that's an important part of things. You can keep their knees driving on offense and move defenders off the ball, and on defense who can destroy blocks.
When you had a chance to go back and look at the film yesterday, what did you think of Eric Flowers' practice?
I thought Olivier Vernon came out with his A game yesterday, and I thought he had some great reps versus a lot of players yesterday.
Does that concern you, though? I mean, you're going to play great players who are bring their A game.
Yeah, well, I think Eric did some good things in practice yesterday, too. It wasn't all one-sided.
With guys like Herzlich and Robinson and Thomas, I mean, having a past history, how easy – does that make it easier to figure out where they fit in? They're missing time, obviously. But.
Yeah, no, I mean, you need to compete for your role. If you're not out there and you're not available to compete for your role, it's hard to say what your role is going to be. So you need to have availability.
How do you
How
do you feel at this point about how your new guys on offense are acclimating? Brandon Marshall, Evan Ingram, as far as the first team offense.
Yeah, I think there are some ups and downs with that. Obviously, they have to learn the system. That's number one. And then the chemistry with the quarterback, that takes time. That doesn't happen overnight. And with pads on, you get a little more feel for it. Evan and Brandon have both done some nice things, but they're still working to master the systems.
Brandon seems like he asks a lot of questions, like for clarification, like he's really involved in details.
He's a tremendous communicator. Communication is not just a one-way street, right? It's a two-way street. There's input and there's output.